Welcome to the Cloak and Swagger podcast.
We should harmonize that next time.
That's great. Who needs a jingle when you've got this harmony?
I'm Abba.
I'm Carell.
And we are Cloak and Swagger.
And we're back again every other Sunday with a new podcast.
If you haven't followed us on SoundCloud yet,
please do.
What are you doing with yourself?
What are you doing with
yourself?
But first thing in fixing your life and turning that train wreck into something angelic is to listen to this podcast.
I like that.
Well done. You're bringing it back.
It's not too late. We've got some exciting nuggets of entertainment and wisdom coming your way.
Ooh, and a couple of songs as well.
Maybe more than a couple.
Ooh, several?
Possibly.
Wow.
I was going to go somewhere between a couple and several, like a few.
A few. We have a few songs. Good. I mean, maybe like some of them are shit, but you know.
We've got a few good songs. And if you want to know what songs we've played, just read the information at the bottom of the SoundCloud track.
Perfect. Speaking of music, let's just kick it off.
I don't expect you to understand. You can't imagine how I'm feeling. I can't admit it to myself. So where would I even begin? Cause I'm a proud woman. I must be proud woman. And I am strong. I must be strong, woman. It's too painful to even think about. So it would kill me to say it out loud. All this time I thought I'd worked it out. So if you don't mind, I'll leave it for now. And stay a proud woman. I must be proud woman. Cause I am strong woman. I can't be a mad woman. I've analyzed every single inch of my skin. In comparisons I can't seem to break in my daily routine. I find myself obsessing imperfections that only I see. And I know it's such a waste, but the pressure is getting to me. I don't expect you to understand. You'd never know what it's like to be a woman. Perceptions of what I should be. And who says that it's right? We must stop looking so deep. It's so young that it starts. Expectations are too far to reach. And you say that it's fine. Maybe that's because you don't want to see.
I don't expect you to understand.
You'd never know what it's like to be a woman.
Dating. So this is our speed dating section for anyone who didn't get that jingle. We are going to be, I guess, maybe giving you some advice. And, I mean, hopefully it helps or potentially ruins your sex life. So, either one.
Where to begin?
How do we start?
Mr. Kumar.
That's me.
You've been on a lot of dates recently. It's a relevant topic because there are lots of single people out there. And it's a tough world to navigate. Am I right? There's no rule books.
What percentage of Londoners do you think are single? And we're talking inside Greater London as well. Because I actually went to talk at the beginning of the year and they gave the figure. So I know this.
You mean like...
percentage.
Of, like including children? Do they count?
Of adults.
Oh, right, okay. I'm going to go with 40.
Oh, that's really close. 30% of London is single. I thought it was more. But maybe it's just more our demographic.
So, as one of the 30%...
one of those...
tell us a bit about, because I know you've recently gone speed dating.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that, to anyone who's not done it, me for example, seems quite daunting and quite intense and quite scary. I mean, was it fun? Would you do it again?
I was my first time speed dating. I think speed dating is one of those things where you know of it and you always kind of been thinking, I wonder what that's like. Even if you're in a relationship, who's not wondered to think, what's speed dating like? Like, is that a fun experience? Like, you've thought about it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a mixture of high-octane excitement and crippling disappointment.
Yeah.
So those two things together.
How many minutes did you... because both of us, I don't think you mind me speaking for you in this case, we're quite verbose people.
What does that mean?
We have a way with words and we use words a lot. It's a nice way of saying
we're
chatterboxes.
Yeah, we're
exactly. So... my concern would be that perhaps, you know, by the time the little bell rang, the other person would not even have had a chance to speak. Does that happen with you?
That's probably, yeah. I think one of my... okay, first little bit of advice. Be listening. Okay? I mean, we have two ears and one mouth, perhaps for a reason.
Oh, hello. Like that.
So, Carell's dating advice would be to listen to the other person. You get 3 minutes, basically, to impress the future love of your life or someone who's going to forget your name immediately as you leave the table. It's pretty tough, yeah. 3 minutes is either a cripplingly short amount of time to entertain, charm, and actually get to know someone, or it's a prison sentence, which you're counting down the clock. Because imagine you sit down, and maybe within 20 seconds, you know, this is the person I want to speak to, or you're like, no, thank you. And then you're like, wait, I've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to sit here in silence. Apparently, some people have sat in silence before.
Really?
Yeah.
But surely that's when you just take on another persona purely for entertainment purposes.
I mean, you would do that.
So let's say, you know, ding, you move on and you just see someone. And it's like, that's where the physical attraction element comes in, right? You look at them and you're like... okay, you look like Frida Kahlo, not in a good way.
Okay.
I'm not down with that. So then you just start playing a character and it's like, hey, my name's Karelios. I'm a, you know, silk merchant by day and a superhero by night. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I guess probably a bit of advice with dating is to be yourself. That's probably another thing I would say to you guys. What seems to be happening here is Abba seems to be doing her idea of what dating is and then actually leading it really nicely into actual good advice. So don't forget, listen and be yourself.
Be yourself.
Try not to be other characters or lie to someone as soon as you meet them.
Okay. I was saying take on a persona when you don't like them.
I wouldn't recommend.
Okay, how do you know? Can I just say you're shallow? Because when you say...
How am I shallow?
When you say 3 minutes could be a prison sentence, it's like, okay, so someone you've literally just met for the first time, you're looking at them, 10 seconds in, you're like, I hate you. We're never going to date. And you're clearly basing that just on looks. Unless the first thing that came out of that person's mouth was, I drink blood. For fun.
For fun. I'm a vampire. I think it takes a surprisingly short amount of time for you to get a vibe. Because you're not just looking at the physical attributes of someone, you're looking at...
you're smelling them.
You're smelling them, apparently. You're looking at their body language. You're looking at just having that initial dialogue, you can kind of work out...
you're looking at their boobs.
You're looking at the size of their boobs and their face.
No, but like, why are you like... What is the vibe?
You know the vibe of someone you meet and you're like, oh, actually, wait, we have something in common here or whatever. Or we could be on the spectrum... and we're actually not too far on that kind of spectrum of humanity. We're kind of similar. Do you know what I mean? But like, could you imagine me meeting someone and telling you that, hey, I'm dating this girl. She works in the city in Canary Wharf and she does this stuff. and you know, Bob's going hiking on the weekend. I mean, that's not me, is it, really?
You don't know what people in Canary Wharf do, do you?
I don't know what they do. Do you mean? But
no, but you're right, it's not
like, am I dating a commodities trader? Probably not, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you should be, right?
Maybe, you commodities traders out there.
I'm just saying, give me a call. Sugar mama.
Yeah.
But no, no, do you know what? That's fair, that's fair. I want to hear a little bit more about this speed dating, if you don't mind.
Hit me some questions.
But in the meantime, I'm thinking let's put a track on.
Okay.
Let's come back to this. Let's play a song that you would play if the speed dating went so well, baby came back.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
A little bedroom action.
Here we go. Something sensual.
Okay.
Sexy.
Okay.
Let's get it on.
I hope that song put you in the mood for love, because we are going to be throwing some more speed
dating. We're going to pull you back out of it with the following few minutes of dialogue.
Yeah.
So you were saying that I don't know how to do it. You obviously are an expert, clearly, from this one event you went to.
I wouldn't say expert, but I mean, my advice is to listen and then be yourself.
Right, okay. In terms of preparedness, would it be like, you know, elevator pitch? You want to give them that sort of minute and a half, 60-second elevator pitch.
I'm not pitching a startup.
No, I know, but like, sorry, you know, I come from the tech world. It's very confusing to break out of this mindset. I'm saying, like, do you sit down and you're like, hi, I'm Carell, 29, living in South London. My clients include blah, 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 blah. I live in a house of blah with a cat. I cook. I speak 3 languages. I have travelled to 49 countries.
So you've just sat down. Would you ever want to spend any more time with that person? Who the hell introduces themselves like, hi, I'm Karel, 29. I've been 24 to countries. I've done this, I've done that. No way. I mean,
you're selling yourself.
This is the thing about speed dating. You're like little piggies up for auction, right? And you're in the market and you're trying to set your price and hopefully someone's going to buy you, right? Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Ouch.
But it's pretty fucking hard,
meat market,
right?
Meat market.
Yeah, like you're trying to just like find a partner. God, it's horrible, isn't it? But no one could admit to the elephant in the room that actually, shit, none of us really want to be here, right? So the thing is, you never do that because you're just trying to have a conversation. The two things that everyone asked me pretty much were, what do you do and have you been speed dating before? And I get the first question. It's a shit question, but you always ask it because it's the thing you ask.
Yeah.
But have you been speed dating before? I never really understood. Because even if I've been to 100 speed dating events or two, I'm never going to say I've been before.
Interesting.
Who would say, yeah, oh, I've been to about 4 of these. I'm a member. Yeah, I come every week. Yeah, I'm in loads of them.
I'm addicted to speed dating.
I mean, some people probably are, right? With speed dating, here's my other bit of advice. Like, just ask genuinely interesting stuff, because if you've got 3 minutes with someone, would you much rather have an interesting or the possibility of an interesting conversation?
Yeah.
Or something that is just kind of a tick box. Cool, I know what she does, I know where she lives.
Yes.
I know a little bit about this, I know a bit about that. Or would you be like, you know what, two things happen, you've got zombie apocalypse or alien takeover.
Yeah.
What would you do and where would we go? That's a really cool conversation, right? Or
would you rather have no arms or no legs?
Again, interesting conversation. I would love that, actually. Yeah. I'll probably go no legs. Because I feel like I could get robotic legs.
Yeah.
And I'd roll out my hands.
Or it's your last day on Earth. What do you choose to do?
That's a really good question. See, no one asks that.
I think
yeah, everyone's a little bit nervous at speed dating because you get quite drunk as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's good.
Or you can ask questions like, what is your biggest regret?
Too heavy.
Okay.
Too heavy.
What is your biggest...
You've just met someone. You've just met someone.
Hi, my name's Karel. What's your biggest regret? You're all there because you're lonely, right?
Oh.
End of. Like, okay, look, loneliness doesn't have to be a dirty word, right? Few people enjoy being lonely.
Yes.
Scientifically proven. So instead, I personally feel like questions for speed dating should focus around finding out whether or not this is a person that will help you cure your loneliness, i.e. whether or not this is a person that's going to enjoy the things that you're looking for in a partner. So you want to say stuff like, are you a cuddler, yes or no?
Who isn't cuddling?
Big spoon or small spoon? Do you like Bridget Jones's Diary? Because I've seen that movie 40 times and I'll watch it 40 times more. Things like that.
Favorite type of noodles?
Nice.
That's a good one.
Exactly. So you really only got time for one good question.
Because it's really what the truth is. It's not so much always about the answer they give. It's kind of how, oh God, it feels like we're doing interview techniques. It's not what they say, it's how they say it. But it's kind of true, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could ask them a stupid question, but it's depending how they respond and how they make you feel and how you go, oh, actually cool, this is like a cool person. I could see myself giving them my number, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to match, they're going to match, hopefully, and then you can go on a date. All speed dating is the opportunity to then go on a date with someone.
So it's, if anything, it's kind of like, am I repulsed by you, yes or no? Are you interesting enough for me to consider spending more time with you, yes or no?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what you
as
want
brutally,
to find out.
As brutally as yeah, it is that. My housemate Billy actually came up with a good question, which was, what was the last gig you went to? Because, and I think...
I like that.
Gives you an opportunity to talk about music.
Yes.
It's an opener. And also, it kind of makes you think, and actually, how they describe it is kind of indicative of their personality. So I asked one of the girls there, what are the other guys like? Obviously, I'm a little bit competitive. So I was like, what are the other guys like? And she's like, you know what? They're not actually that bad. The one I've been to before, loads of them live with their mums. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, no, they didn't live with their mums because they were saving up for a deposit. They live with their mums because they were like, you
15.
Know, no. Why would they be 15-year-olds? That's
the way my mind works.
They lived with their mums because they didn't have their mums are there cooking, cleaning, and ironing, right?
Yeah.
So the kind of guy that goes speed dating is maybe of a different type of guy. It's probably the type of guy that isn't your kind of, you know, lives in Hackney, goes out, quite into the music, loves this kind of stuff, current and hip, and a man about town. Let's put it that way.
He's not a trendsetter.
He's not a man about town, let's put it that way.
It's true. Speed dating, it's a very... It's not edgy.
It's for girls who perhaps could be career women. They haven't got enough time to meet people. They just haven't met the right kind
of
guys.
They need to be efficient with their time.
And also it's guys who probably don't get out there as much as they feel they should do. So that, well, that's one of my very small window in speed dating, if what it was like.
I feel like there's a gap in the market for speed dating with an edge.
I actually was thinking about this. I had a bit of an idea at speed dating, which was you basically sit down and you just have a drink and talk. Would it be cool if you played games or there was like a little thing that you had to do like together to build some sort of rapport or like a little thing that you had to work on? Or maybe it's like a lump of polystyrene or plasticine.
You could do that thing where you got the orange under your chin, holding it with your neck, and then you've got to pass it to the other person without using your hands.
But it's definitely not that.
Force intimacy.
18 to 30s holiday.
And then you get close enough to smell if your jeans are.
What is your obsession with smelling people?
Because sometimes we're just denying what nature has provided us.
What?
The natural. Pheromones. Exactly. The ability to sniff out a good mate.
I mean, I could just imagine you on the table just sniffing
right
the air.
Armpit.
Just okay. Sniffing the air. While we think about how ABBA's going to be sniffing the air for potential mates, here's another song.
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my lies. I've got nothing left to play, I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying the wrong way. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world. I feel like I've been here before, I feel that knocking on my door. I feel like I've been here before, I feel that knocking on my door. And I've lost I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
Dating advice. In this section, we are going to be flipping it up a little bit. I'm going to be giving dating advice for girls.
I'm going to be giving dating advice for the boys. I always wanted to be a man.
I think you are a man. I feel like we're in the wrong sex.
Oh my god.
I just realised.
It's like Freaky Friday.
It is weird, isn't it?
I'm you and you're me.
Because like, I bake.
I don't bake.
You eat stuff.
I eat a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
I lead with my genitals when I walk.
Yeah, you do have a big air dick.
I have that swag.
You
about
do,
me.
You will. Yeah. I often think of your sexuality as like a sleazy Nigerian guy in the back of a club.
Babatunde.
Babatunde with the big belt buckle.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, come here. I'm going to go with my first tip in the world of dating.
Yeah?
Always be positive.
Wow.
Slash complimentary.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that from you. That's some really good advice.
Yeah.
So this is for guys.
This is for guys.
You're basically telling them to compliment you.
Well, no. And I'm also telling them to like talk about the things. You know, when people are like, oh, what are you up to? Kind of like focus on the positive things. And not like, oh, I had a really shit day at work. Because it's really nice when someone's focusing on the positives and, you know, sunny side up style.
I really like that. That's great advice. I think that's advice for boys and girls. Nice one.
Cool. Well, you can't steal mine, though, because that's cheesy.
Ah, that was a really good one, wasn't it? My advice for girls is don't talk about your body. Don't show pictures of your body. Don't have anything about your body, really. Especially, this is kind of more for like online dating, isn't it, really? Obviously, if you meet someone. Because one thing I thought about is, who cares, right? We all have bodies, and you find people attractive when you like them, right? And okay, maybe you've got a hot body or maybe whatever, but it doesn't matter.
That's right? So interesting. Do you find girls talking about their bodies a lot?
I just feel like people are very like body centric.
Yeah.
But then it just seems to take you down one route, which is kind of an easy win of, I'm a guy, you're a girl, we find each other attractive, let's hook up. It doesn't really add any more. It just doesn't lift the conversation up. You can't be weird. You can't be interesting. You just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a bit basic. I don't know.
Basic. I like that. I think that's really interesting because I know, like, I sometimes am thinking about my body more than is probably healthy or productive.
Is it allowed? Yes.
And that's probably true of many people, to be honest. So I would also take that as good advice for guys, too.
Working together. Teamwork.
Yeah. Working together. Okay, here's my next tip. For the lads. While it's all good and well to be yourself on the first date, I think when it comes to appearances, dressing, getting ready, think about being the best version of yourself. Instead of being like, I look like I just rolled out of bed and haven't showered or shaved, because you truly have not, you know, I do think it's quite nice if you're presenting like the best version of yourself, basically that you've made a bit of thought, a bit of effort. I think that says a lot about how much effort you would then potentially put into getting to know that person.
It's true. It's kind of a bit like an interview, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
Be the best you can be. That's good advice. I think for me, my next advice is obviously, you can talk about the past, but I would say don't talk about past relationships.
Yes.
It just doesn't really bode well for the future. And there's no need for it, really. You can just be yourself. You're meeting someone new, so there's the opportunity of creating a future of some level, right? Maybe it's just one night or the rest of your life. But don't go down the ex route at all.
I like that.
Even if it's passing, oh, I went to this restaurant with my ex or whatever. Just cut it out.
I like that. That's good advice. I think my third and final tip for the gentlemen would be to establish some common ground. I think like,
you
know, you were saying earlier about like gigs, stuff like that. I always like finding out like what festivals people go to or have been to, what they thought about them, you know, where they hang out on the weekends, their favorite bars, clubs, restaurants. It's always nice if at some point you can like find something in common, something that either you both like or like don't like anymore, and kind of like share an experience, because I think it really bonds people and brings them closer together.
That's nice. That's good. That common ground. You need that. My final bit of advice is, if you're going to get freaky, let's talk about getting freaky. Right?
I did not expect that.
Okay, so hey, let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is to just be honest about the shit you're into. Maybe you like hit missionary. Maybe you don't like this. Maybe you do like this.
Okay.
Maybe if you like, just talk about it. That's just fun. My advice is, if you're getting to that vibe, right?
Okay,
then just communicate about it. Because what you like, we've all had that awkward first time sex, right? But imagine it wasn't awkward. Imagine it actually was kind of interesting and different, and you got a good vibe from someone because you spent the last...
communication!
20 minutes in the cab just talking about the kind of stuff that you like.
Do you know what? I am so down with that. If communication makes everything better, why should it stop in the bedroom?
Because you do, right? You shut up.
Exactly.
You whack on the Barry White and you just get down to business. What? Why are you laughing?
Get out the whip and the dog collar and then just, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes no explanation's needed, though. Because when people walk into your bedroom and they see the sex swing and the leather and the whips, you know, there's no need for words, right?
Yeah. Those Reese's Pieces, they ain't for eating. You know what? Make them laugh.
Make them, yes. God,
making someone laugh is just such a disarming, wonderful thing.
Exactly. So. And make sure... because this happens a lot with you, Carell. They're laughing with you, okay? Not at you.
And I'll take any laugh I can get.
That is the key. Okay, well, you've just got a shit ton of free advice.
That's great advice.
For, like, no money at all.
This is, I said this a couple of podcasts ago. We are shitting out great ideas.
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same. Same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree.
Dating 101. That, dear listeners, brings us to the end of another podcast.
I think that was a really good podcast, even if I do say so myself.
One of the most informative, hopefully.
People need to know more and more about how to date right, get some real life tips from real life people like you and me. There's no rule book on this, guys.
Who knows? Maybe we could be one of those cool... I could be Hitch. I could be the Will Smith.
Oh my God, I could be Hitch as well.
Yes, maybe.
Well, what am I going to be? Like the short, you're super nanny. Fat white guy.
You're next. Super nanny.
Super nanny. Oh God, as long as they feed me.
What? The child is to cook for you, that's the idea.
No, the parents
are cooking you food.
I'll just discipline them African style.
Oh God.
Which is slapping them.
Basic. So, tune in next time when we tell you how to raise your children.
The people with no kids tell you how to raise them.
Raise someone else's kids.
Don't forget, if you want the track listing, it's at the bottom.
Track listing from this whirlwind of madness.
It's at the bottom of the page.
You know what would be cool, guys? If we tune in next time and I'll let you know how my romance worked. Did this advice help me?
Nice.
Did it get me a date? Did it not get me a date? Did I get slapped in the face? Did I meet the woman in my dreams? Did I meet the man in my dreams?
Hello.
Hello.
The animal of your dreams. I'll stop there.
I have the animal of my dreams already. You.
I also will hopefully get you onto some more speed dating, just because I think this is going to be hilarious.
Definitely. Hook me up with some of your friends.
So much fodder. Oh my gosh, why don't we set up single speed dating with your idea of having really cool games on it?
Yeah.
Like Cloak and Swagger singles night, but like cool.
That'd be good. I love that.
All right, okay, we'll get working on it. We'll let you know.
We'll send you guys the invites. Until next time.
Bye. Bye-bye.